Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Arla Daf Lamed Hey, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words Masnisa Messiah Ledain, and in the Vilna's daf it's on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, about a third of the way through. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. So in two previous dafim, we had two different memros from Rabbi Avo, one named Rabbi Elazar, one named Rabbi Yochanan, that were the exact opposite. The man named Rabbi Elazar had told us that anytime we encounter the word Loi Soichal or Loi Soichlu in a pasuk, it's telling us that not only is this thing usher to eat, but it's also usher bana. And Rabbi Yochanan had said that no, that's not necessarily true. It's really only talking about an Isra Achila and not an Isra Ana. Now the Gemara tells us, Masisa Messiah Ledain, Masisa Messiah Ledain. We have a Braisa which is Raya for this one and for that one, meaning for Rabbi Elazar and for Rabbi Yochanan. Masisa Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. Here's a Braisa which is Raya for Rabbi Yochanan, and again, it's also Raya for Rabbi Elazar. The Pasuk tells us, Lo Yochel Chametz, one is not allowed to eat Chametz. What's this teaching us? Lassus is a Machel Ka'ichel, the one who is Machel. He feeds somebody else Chametz on Pesach. He's just as Chayev as the one who eats it. Now, at the Omer Lakach, you say that's the Drasha, maybe when it says, Lo Yochel, it's telling us Zasar Banah, and that we answer Kshuaimer when the Pasuk tells us, Lo Yisoichal of Chametz, the one's not allowed to eat Chametz on it. This is one of the times the Torah tells us, you're not allowed to eat Chametz on Pesach. Laman, we learn from there, Shu Asar Banah, that it's Asar Banah. Hamatam Loimer of Lo Yochel Chametz, so what's the Pasuk of Lo Yochel Chametz telling us? Lash Samachel Ka'echel, it makes the one who feeds somebody Chametz just like the one who eats it. Div Rabbi Yosha, that's Rabbi Yosha's opinion, and that's Jossik Rabbi Elazar, who holds anytime the Pasuk says Lo Yisoichal, it's also Asaring it Banah. However, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Ain't a Torah, it's not necessary to have such a limud, because Maim Shratzim Kalim, creepy crawlies and insects, that they're more makel, namely there's no Isser Karis in eating them, and they're not Asr Bana. Asr Bana is a Machel Ka'echel, there's an Isser on the one feeding them just like the one eating them. Chametz a Chamer, Chametz which is much more Chamer, which we know there's an Isser Karis for eating Chametz on Pesach, Ain't a Din Shanasa Bais a Machel Ka'echel. Wouldn't we say for sure that one who feeds Chametz to somebody else is Iver just like the one who eats it? And therefore, Matam Alemer Loyacha Chametz, what's a Pasuk of Loyacha Chametz telling us? Loy Ba Kosav El Isser Banaya, that Pasuk is telling us it's Asr Bana. And what do we see from here? Begin to chsiv lo yachel. It's only because a pasuk tells us lo yachel. That's how we know the chametz is aser bana. Hami lo yisoichal, lesh shema mina klum. But from the word lo yisoichal alone, we don't know anything about an isra ana from there. V'adam esayel Rabbi Yochanan, and that part of the brayso is arrived for Rabbi Yochanan. And we continue talking about other things that are aser bana. Pshita she'in karka nesar. It's obvious that karka, land itself, can't become aser bana if a person bows down to it or tries to serve it as avodah zarah, and that's based off of a pasuk that tells us you're not allowed to serve avodah zarah al haharim aramim. And we learn from there that only avodah zarah which is on the mountains is Asr, but if someone served a mountain as Avodah Zarah, for example, that's not going to make the mountain Avodah Zarah, and by the same token, any karka is not going to become Asr if someone serves it as Avodah Zarah. However, Tsar Tsura Bakarka, Nasar. If someone made some sort of picture, he dug something in the ground, and that was to be used as Avodah Zarah, that's Asr, because he changed the ground from its natural state. Now I have a question about this. Sava Davar Shesh by Ruach Chaim. Let's say he painted something that has life in it, meaning he took an animal and he painted it, and that's to be used as Avodah Zarah. Is the animal Asr or no? And the answer to that is if he had bowed down to the animal itself, that's not going to asr it. It's only asr to bring as a carbon, but it's not asr bana. If he wants to shech the animal and eat it, he could. You want to say just because he dyed it, he colored it, he made a picture on it, that's going to asr it as a zara? Obviously not. And here we have a question. What about if he took muchen, which is like soft tufts of material and things like that that are used to stuff a pillow with, and he dyed them either for the purpose of a zara or he dyed them using klipe arla? So here we go back to arla. That's a question whether or not they're usher. On one hand, they would technically be usher. On the other hand, since they're just meant to stuff inside a pillow and you're not using the muchen themselves, maybe they're not usher. And we don't have an answer to this. We continue discussing this baged gadol shetzvay al menas l'chaytchay. Let's say he had a large baged and he dyed it either for avodah zarah or with klipe arla, but he intended to cut it into pieces, and that means he's destroying the baged. Is that going to be usher or not? I think our answer is laman hayon beis on top ma'at avod law. What do you treat it like? K'muzgar a k'muchlet, like a mitzayr muzgar a muchlet. We'll explain this in a moment. In tavdina k'muzgar mutter. If it's like muzgar, then it's mutter. In tavdina k'muchlet aser. If it's like muchlet, it's aser. And this has to do with tsaras. And there's two different stages in the process of making someone a mitzayra. If a person has tsaras on their person or on their clothing, on their begadim, the first stage is muzgar. The person or the begadim are locked up, and we're not so sure if it's 100% tsaras. And at this stage, it's considered partial tuma. And then there's another stage which is called muchlet, which means it's definite, it's 100% tsaras. And we know that by tsaras muskar, it's in interim stage. If a beged had this din, it was a beged muskar, and then it was cut into pieces, taking away its din of beged, so now it's 100% tahar, because it's not considered a beged anymore. However, if it was tsaras mukhlet, it was definite tsaras, so it means the beged was 100% tame from the get-go, and even if it's cut into pieces, it's still tame. And now we could bring this back to our beged that he had died with klipa arla, for example. If we're going to treat that beged like muskar, so then if he cuts it into pieces, it's not going to be usr. But if it's considered like mukhlet, then that means the moment he dyed it, it's usur, and even if he cuts it into pieces, it's still going to be usur. Continue to talk about a baguette that was dyed with klipe arla. Tzvay v'chazur tzvay v'gdiach. Let's say he dyed it with arla dye, technically usuring it, and then he dyed it with chulin dye, which is permitted. And after the second dyeing, it was higdiach, which means it got ruined. There was too much dye. It's kind of like when a kid takes a marker and colors on a piece of paper, and then he keeps on coloring, and it soaks through and totally ruins the paper. What's it done with his baguette? Is it usur because it has dye from arla, or is it mutter because now it's ruined? Nemar, the answer is imat zricha tzviari shayna usur. If there was enough in the original dyeing, and the first time he dyed it with klipe arla, completely dyed the baguette, and he didn't need any more coloring, so then it's usur, because that means right when he dyed it with klipe arla, it was automatically usur bana the imlav. But if not, if he needed the second dyeing, he needed to add more color, and he accidentally added too much, ruining it, mutter, so then it's mutter. Another din, tzvay b'klipe egos shal chulin, that's a proper girsa. Let's say he dyed it with klipe egos of chulin, so there's nothing wrong with this, v'chazer tzvay b'klipe egos shal arla, and then he dyed it again, a second time, with klipe egos of arla. Is it going to be usur or not? And here we also have an answer. Manda amar noisei tam levgam, mutter. The manda amar holds, if we have something usur that imparts a negative, a bad flavor into a dish, that's mutter. So if hachamutter over here would also be mutter, because the klipe arla came second, that was the second dye that he used, and he already had enough in the initial dyeing, so he didn't need the second one, so his garment's mutter, and umanda amar noisei tam levgam usur, but according to the manda amar, that even when the usur thing imparts a negative flavor, it's still usur, of hacha usur, over here as well, it's going to be usur. On to another case, tzvay b'klipe egos shel arla, let's say he dyed the beged with klipe egos of arla, then he dyed it with klipe egos of chulin, chazur tzvay b'klipe riman shel chulin, and then he dyed it with klipe riman of chulin. And in the second stage of the dyeing process, which we had spoken out loud, but the Gemara didn't say beferish, where he had dyed it with klipe egos of chulin, there wasn't enough in the chulin to be mevato the arla, and it's only along with the klipe riman that together the klipe egos of chulin and the klipe riman of chulin, we have a proportion of 1 to 200 to the klipe egos of arla. Do we say that there's bittul or no? And the answer is yevakadol. Let's try to bring from the following. We had a Mishnah Maseches Shumas that told us igulei dveil hagdoyle malos haktanim vaktanim malos hagdoyle. Large fig cakes are going to mevato small ones, and small ones will mevato large ones. That's referring to where we have a truma one that fell into chulin, and it was either a large one that fell into a small one, or a small one that fell into a large ones, and there is bittul over there. And Ravuna Amar Ravuna clarifies kein masnisa. This is what the Mishnah is telling us. Hagdoyle malos haktanim b'mishkal, that the large ones helping mevato the small ones based off of weight, even though the small one was truma, the large ones were chulin, and so we have different sizes over here. We just judge them by weight, and we see that the combined weight of the large ones could be mevato the small one that fell in, and vaktanim malos haktanim b'minyan, the small ones can mevato the large ones with count, even though they're different sizes. Still, if we have the proper number over here, there could be betel. We're trying to bring that as an answer to over here, where we have klipe riman of chulin and klipe egos of chulin, even though they're different types or different dyes, nonetheless they should be able to combine in order to mevato the klipe egos of arla, just like large ones can mevato small ones and vice versa, as we just quoted from the Mishnah Maseches Shumas. And the Gemara says that no, it's not a raya. Taman over there min b'minoi, it's the same exact min. It's all igul dvela, maybe different sizes and weights, but it's all talking about figs. Hacha over here min b'she'ena minoi, it's two different minim. Klipe riman and klipe egos are two different dyes, two different minim, and therefore we can't necessarily combine them for betel. Moving on to lamed vav amud alef on top with another case. Tzvay b'klipe egos shel arla. Let's say he dyed his beged with klipe egos of arla. V'chazur tzvay b'klipe chulin min acher. Then he dyed with klipim of chulin from a different min. These chulin klipim were still egos. They still came from a nut, but it was a different type of nut and slightly different type of dye. What about this scenario? This is perhaps comparable to the truma one, because here they're coming from the same min. They're both klipe egos. And the Gemara suggests yevak hadol. Let's bring from the following. Rabbi Shua says, and this is also Mishnah Maseches Shumas. Teinim shchayris malas salvanos, salvanos malas shchayris. Black figs are going to be mevatel white ones, and white ones are going to mevatel black ones. And so we see from here that even though it's two different colors, since it's the same min, they can mevatel each other. Same thing over here. We have two different types of klipim of egos, two different colors, if you will, but they're the same min because again they're egos. They can mevatel each other. However, once again, the Gemara tells us it's not a raya. Taman who roy lechatchan over there when we're dealing with these figs, black ones and white ones being mevatel each other, they're roy to be cut. It's very mistaber. It's logical to say that these figs are going to end up being cut into pieces. And even though currently where we're holding we have whole black and whole white ones, and those are clearly distinguishable from each other, since they're going to end up being cut into pieces, and then we will not be able to distinguish them from each other, we'll say that there's betel. But however, over here with our dye in a roy lechatchan, nothing's going to be cut up. The bag is not going to be cut into pieces, and the dyes are two different dyes. Therefore, there's not necessarily betel. Mar suggests ma'adami law. What is comparable to this case? Gazim gazizos, shearings of wool from a sheep. These are individual things that will be cut up into pieces, and they will be separated from each other. And therefore, some were dyed with klipe egos of arla, and others were dyed with different types of klipe egos of chulin. And we would be able to say that there's betel because they will get mixed up with each other and cut up into pieces. And Amar Bias Rabun, he gives a different suggestion. Ma'adami law. What's a case of arla that's comparable to the case of the black and white figs getting mixed up? Beged gadol shetzvay, a large baguette that he dyed with these two different types of dye, amanas lechatchoy, in order to cut it, ma'abdine durdasin, to turn it into felt. How do you make felt? Well, you take a bunch of wool and you press them together until it becomes one solid piece of felt. And here, even though he has one baguette, since he's going to be cutting it into pieces and they're going to be indistinguishable from each other once he presses it into felt, then that's a comparable case to the black and white figs getting mixed up with each other. And then we would say there's bittul, even though again, these two dyes that were used are slightly different. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss bittul. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.